the postmaster who suggested that I come down here?
Baby Brown.
That's right. He's real nice.
Fine, wonderful boy.
Yeah, he really seems very pleasant.
Thank the world and all of it. Now, he was a baby the first time I ever seen him. You know, I've been knowing his parents, been here all the time. Come on up, I'm about like his father and his mother in age. So you see how long I've been knowing. He's a wonderful fellow.
Yeah, he really seems nice.
He's curious as I am. And as pinch-pin as I am.
Let's see, now we're talking about drinking coffee. And you might answer, yes, my coffee a few minutes ago.
I drank my coffee.
Okay. If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree ever been...
Clume.
Right.
If you don't understand that word, I can't speak it, brain.
Okay. Now, let's see. And I might answer, yes, or boy, what, the tree, yes?
Yes, clume, the tree.
Okay. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has the work already been...
Done.
And I might answer, yes, yesterday, they...
He did that job.
If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask me, has the stump been?
Well, now there are two answers to that. Have the stump been removed or have the stump been drug out?
Okay.
Carried out, something you see.
Okay.
One of them is taking it out of the ground, one of them is removing it from the ground.
Okay. And if we're still talking about dragging the stump, I might answer, yesterday we, what, the stump?
Grew the stump out.
Okay. If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has that horse ever been...
Broke to ride.
Okay. Now, if we're talking about the word riding, you'd say, has the horse ever been...
Been ridden.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday someone...
Rid the horse.
Okay. If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask, has the bell been...
Wrong.
And I might tell you, yes, this morning they...
Did ring the bell.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to say it shorter than did ring, you could say...
They're wrong.
Okay. If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun...
Risen.
And I might tell you, yes, at 6 o'clock the sun...
Risen. Okay. I always call it come up, but I wouldn't tell you that.
Okay.
That's our language to say... Have the sun come up yet, or sun have come up. But I know that you want the different answer.
Yeah.
You say risen.
Right. If we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he what into the lake?
Diving into the lake.
Okay.
I can't say that word lake, neither right.
I might answer, yes, 5 minutes ago he.
Diving.
If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children.
Grown up.
And I might answer, yes, years ago they
grew up.
When I asked you how old you were, you said, 61.
61.
Yeah, now what word did you put in between the I and the 61? You said, I
am 61.
If I asked you, are you tired? You might answer, no, I'm.
No, I'm not tired. Or I'd say yes, according if I'd been at work.
Okay. Would you finish this sentence for me, please? I don't chew tobacco, but he...
Does.
Okay. And I always behave myself, but he...
He doesn't.
Okay. And would you put a word in here for me, please? I thought you... What, coming with us? I thought you...
You was. Okay. Going with us or coming with us, whichever one it meant.
Okay.
One of us is going, and one of them is, while we are going home, you are coming with us to go home.
Okay. Let's see. We what going to town when it started to rain? We
was going to town.
If I asked you if you do many things, you would answer, yes, there what? A lot of things.
A lot of things should be done.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color what those roses?
You might ask that, but I am partially colorblind. I couldn't give you a definite color of nothing.
Well,
unless it is a solid color.